Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a high-level meeting about the Middle East. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry on Sunday said he will meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Germany this week, when the Palestinian leader, and then with the Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas. The meeting will come amid more than 2 weeks of violence in Israel. 10 Israelis were wounded and one Israeli soldier was killed Sunday after two gunmen opened fire at a bus station in the southern Israeli city of Beersheba. One attacker was killed by police. The Pentagon has confirmed a U.S.-led coalition airstrike killed a top militant in northwest Syria last week. The Pentagon says Saudi national Sanafi al-Nasser was killed Thursday. He was described as a member of the so-called Khorasan group and a longtime jihadist who funneled money between donors and various al-Qaeda operations. Iran and the nations and groups involved in nuclear talks have reached a milestone that sets the stage for an eventual lifting of sanctions against Iran. The two sides have dubbed October 18th as Adoption Day, the day that when the parties involved began taking steps to carry out the provisions of the agreement. President Barack Obama called the day an important milestone for the agreement, which was reached in July. Voting in a long-awaited election for a new parliament opened Sunday in half of Egypt's provinces. The government is trying to complete a roadmap to democracy implemented following the ouster of Mohamed Morsi as president. The first phase involves 14 provinces voting Sunday and Monday. The remaining areas go to the polls in early December. This is VOA News.